Thank you, Madam Chairperson. Ethiopia aligns itself with the statement of the African group. Cognizant with the protracted nature of the refugee situation, enhancing self-reliance of refugees as the best way out, my government has given increased opportunity to refugees in joint project approach with partners and private sectors. Promoting self-reliance of refugees goes a long way in ensuring their socio-economic rights and help them lead a dignified life. From the perspective of social inclusion, Ethiopia made a significant progress on inclusion of refugees in education and health services. Refugees enjoy an out-of-camp policy that allows them to have access to services and works that are offered by local governments to nationals. Refugee integration is implemented in all camps, but we are working to make it more strategic and viable. Furthermore, the government of Ethiopia has already commenced integration of refugees into the national digital ID program to strengthen their social protection, improve access to financial and other services. Refugees and asylum seekers are included in the national strategy on violence against women and children as well. Nonetheless, the full realization of my government's commitment to the refugee response would require collective effort and support from the international community in the spirit of burden and responsibility sharing. Unfortunately, the reality showed that burden and responsibility sharing in hosting, protecting, and assisting refugees has so far been inadequate, inequitable, and inconsistent. The refugee operation in my country continuously faces a critical funding gap. I feel that I'm forced to state the obvious that refugees are almost equally vulnerable wherever they are, need a fair attention from donors irrespective of their origin and destination. Timely and an earmarked funding is critically needed to provide protection for refugees. Madam Chair, Ethiopia highly values the key role of the Global Refugee Forum as an important platform to realize the objective of the Global Compact on Refugees and Equitable Burden and Responsibility Sharing. Hence, it is vital that member states and stakeholders take practical actions that will enable us to move away from the current reality where few host and the donor countries shoulder the responsibility of hosting refugees and supporting them. Hence, we call upon member states and other stakeholders to pledge contributions and join the multi-stakeholder pledge. GRF 2023 would be an opportunity to walk the talk and make practical pledge that changes the life of refugees and host community. Ethiopia is very committed to make new and advanced pledges in the upcoming GRF 2023 that would address the needs of refugees and host community. Our priority focus on climate, social inclusion, human settlement, job creation, agriculture, GBV, and some others. In order to achieve our pledges, we need concrete pledge matching from partners. We are looking forward to continue our engagement with partners. Madam Chair, finally, I would like to highlight that Ethiopia is extending hands to refugees while it has its own internally displaced persons. In this regard, while we express our appreciation for the support extended to us by UNHCR and partners, we still request more support to the government efforts to address the challenges IDPs are facing. We firmly believe this is the time to show concrete solidarity to the people of concern, to UNHCR and host countries. I thank you.
I thank the